Let's see, you had an early dinner, say someday about 4 o'clock, and somebody came to your house about 5 and said, "What did you do at 4 o'clock?" You'd say, "Oh, we."
Well, I always, one of these fellows ate dinner in the middle of the day and supper at night, breakfast in the morning.
I grew up that way too, yeah. With supper at night. My wife has me well confused. I'm just beginning to come out of it after 10
this thing
years.
You have lunch, and I have dinner. Some of them might call it lunch.
I've just learned to eat lunch. If you see a man in the street and he looks hungry and bedraggled, and you think maybe he needs some food, what would you ask him?
I'd ask him if he had anything to eat. I'd ask if he's hungry, I guess.
And here we're going to have to set up one of those artificial situations. Let's say a fellow's thirsty, and you see that he's thirsty, and you come up with something for him to drink, and he says, "Did you bring me a pop?" And you say, "No, I..."
Unless you want a drink of water, Coke.
Well, let's say that you bring him what would you put the water in?
Oh, a glass or a cup or a jug.
Let's say you bring him a glass of water and he says, "What have you brought me?"
I brought you a drink.
And if the glass slipped and fell on the floor and went into all sorts of little pieces, you'd say,
I broke it.
And
it broke.
The glass is... Oh, shoot, the glass is...
Broken.
And if on the way you got thirsty and you tipped the glass up and emptied it, you'd say, "Well, it's all gone.
I drank it up."
And let's see, if you left this with him and you had a jug there, and you came back and you couldn't see inside the jug to tell how much water was left, you'd say,
"Almost empty.
How much water have..."
"Half full."
"Well, you want to find out how much of the stuff he's consumed. So you say, how much water have you..."
"Drank."
And let's see, when you get to the table to eat, what's the first thing you do?
"Well, might ask your blessing."
"Well, I was thinking before that. You come up and you're standing, and then what do?
"Sit down."
And what did you do tonight when you went to the table?"
"Ate my supper."
"Well, I mean, you stood up, and then what did you do?"
"Well, sit down."
And if you want someone to just serve himself at table, you
help yourself.
And if he'd already done this, he might say to you, "Thank you, but I've already..."
"Already ate or helped myself."
What expressions do you habitually use for declining food?
"Well, I guess that's that. I don't want any. I'm not hungry."
And food that's served a second time, been heated up, been cooked once.
Warmed over.
Is that what you call food that's served that way?
Warmed over?
Today we're going to eat.
Just warmed over.
And when you eat, you want to be careful and make sure that you...
keep your mouth closed?
Well
chewed?
Yeah.
Chew your food.
Let's see, we talked about cornmeal. Did your aunt put cornmeal and water together and boil it?
Mush, yeah.
Cornmeal, is that ground or cracked?
No, that's ground.
Is there such thing as cracked cornmeal?
Well, I don't know. that wouldn't be ground as fine as cornmeal, but I don't know that I've ever